Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Next game is on Friday. It's at Sunshine Coast Stadium. It's the Roosters up against the Knights, and there's lots of movement here with players coming and going. Tedesco back in for the Roosters from that rest. Joey Manu returns to the centres. Billy Smith maintains his position in that left centre position. Josh Morris is being listed amongst the reserves, so there's a changing of the guards in that one. Angus Crichton into the start side. Nat Butcher from the bench. And Siasiwa Taukeiaho, who is a significant return for them. He's back from that hamstring injury. For the Knights, Daniel Saifidi is back, but there's no Mitchell Pearce. Kalen Ponga and Dave Clemmer have HIAs that they have to pass after that game against the Storm. Clemmer's actually gone out to the bench, and Lachlan Fitzgibbon has gone to the reserves list, and Connor Watson is starting the side at lock. Pretty short price here for the tricolours, Tristan.
Yeah, tricolours are $1.27. The Knights are $3.90. The line's gone from 9.5 out to 11.5 on the back of Mitch Pearce not getting named last night, and obviously a couple of key inclusions for the Roosters. So the total points there, 49.5, have been rock solid. Roosters got some key ins. No, Mitch Pearce is going to be very hurtful for the Knights, and I think the big question mark over this game, and everyone's got to keep an eye on this, is if Kalen Ponga is allowed to play with the HIA protocol. He obviously missed the second half there against the Storm, so I'd say there's got to be some sort of doubt. So that line is going to move significantly on the back of whether he's in or out, and I think all punters have got to keep an eye on that, because if Kalen doesn't play, I fear that this could be a blowout similar to what we saw on Saturday night when the Storm picked the Knights apart without those two players. But if he plays, then it does bring them into the game somewhat. But yeah, with Teddy back and Taukeiaho, it's a much stronger side. I think the Roosters are going to be probably too strong here.
You touched on this last week, Jimmy. For the life of us, how the hell did O'Brien want to play Ponga off a short backup from Origin into a game where they're already missing two or three key outs that were quite well known, and a game that was, you know, for the life of them, were never going to upset the Melbourne Storm. They then go on to a 48-4 loss. Ponga then picks up a HIA and is now a risk this weekend, you know, possibly with any head knock, you know, a potential risk in the weeks ahead. It just did not seem a smart move. Their defence just was again exposed against these sharper, stronger teams at the top of the table. A really poor result. I will say in their defence, they do have a very good record at the line when they come off a flogging of backing up the following week. You know, the last 9 times that they've been touched up, the following week, 8 out of those 9 have actually covered the line. Their record against the Roosters is really poor. Lost 13 in the last 15. The last 3 have been 30-plus losses. I think the Roosters, as we touched on last week, they've dropped back a level to the bottom of the table over recent weeks, touched up the Bulldogs, touched up North Queensland. I certainly think with Pearce missing and a couple of question marks around that Knights team that they win here, I think they probably covered a line. I'm happy to let the game go. I think the opening couple of games, if you can find a way through the first 2 favourites, I think that's the right way to play.
48-4 in the Storm over the Knights last week, and 2 weeks earlier, it was the Storm 46-0 over the Roosters. So the form line going into this one is pretty interesting. Give me an estimate, Tristan, the market, how the line moves if Kalen Ponga is declared unavailable.
If Kalen Ponga is declared unavailable, I probably feel it gets to maybe 14, 15 and a half would be my sort of estimate. I think if he plays, it maybe drops back to that 9.5. I think it's a genuine 50-50 at the moment, so it's sort of priced halfway in between. So we'll see if that eventuates.
NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. TopSport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.